This news update's being brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboying. They're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In a courtroom drama unfolding in Michigan, Terry Alvin Kaufman, accused of sprawling criminal enterprise involving prepaid funeral services, has entered a plea of no contest to 39 felony counts. This isn't just about a legal technicality, it's about a staggering sum of over $1.1 million in restitution owed to 204 victims. Kaufman's plea is part of a deal. He'll avoid further charges for alleged uncharged bad acts in exchange for acknowledging his guilt and committing to pay back every penny. Prosecutors are pushing for significant consecutive sentences, recommending a minimum of 61 months behind bars. However, the judge retains full discretion, meaning the final sentence could be even more severe. The case highlights the devastating impact of financial fraud, particularly when it preys on those planning for end-of-life arrangements. With a pre-sentence investigation now underway, all eyes turn to May 11th, when Kaufman will face sentencing and the victims will finally see a measure of justice. And time is running out and options are narrowing in Judge Prill's courtroom. Judge Prill has just delivered a stark warning to both sides in the high-stake case of the People versus Joseph William Pierce. This isn't just another trial. It's a race against a rapidly approaching non-negotiable deadline. With a three-day jury locked in for September 29th, the real pressure point is August 10th. That's the absolute cutoff for everything. Plea deals, motions, critical motions, even notices of alibi or insanity. Miss that date and the court's message is clear. No more negotiating, only pleads to all charges. Defense attorney Andrew Lockhart is still weighing an independent valuation for Mr. Pierce, while Chief Assistant Prosecutor David Wallace confirms his witnesses are ready, anticipating amount of evidence. But regardless of the strategies, the judges made it abundantly clear this calendar is non-negotiable. From jury instructions to marking exhibits, every detail must be buttoned up weeks before the trial. This isn't just about justice, it's about precision, with every missed deadline translating into lost opportunities. The message from the bench: get your house in order, because come August 10th, the door to flexibility slams shut. A 63-year-old woman from Tuscola County has claimed a $3.98 million jackpot from the Michigan Lottery after matching all six numbers in February 21st Lotto 47 drawing. Lottery officials say the winning ticket was purchased at Brian's Market in North Branch, located in North Branch, Michigan. The winner said she didn't initially realize she had the winning ticket until a family member sent her a text mentioning that the jackpot winning ticket had been sold at the same store where she had bought hers. Curious, she began scanning tickets using the Michigan Lottery app. About halfway through the stack of tickets in her purse, the scanner displayed the jackpot amount. The winning numbers for the drawing were 17, 25, 34, 37, 39, and 42. The woman chose to take the prize as a one-time lump sum payment of about $2.7 million instead of annual payments, totaling the full jackpot. She says she plans to use the winnings to pay off bills and enjoy a more comfortable lifestyle. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors for a look at some more news.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morel Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morel. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come and check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buy deals on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frames starting at $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale at Ashley in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later with no interest until 2031? You can. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time event that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe, this is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with a look at more news. Political analysts are monitoring a rare shift in Montana after two Republican incumbents unexpectedly withdrew from their re-election races just before the filing deadline. Senator Steve Daines and Representative Ryan Zink have both stepped down, leaving two of the state's four seats open for the 2026 cycle. The sudden vacancies have turned Montana into a surprise battleground for House and Senate control. While the state remains a conservative stronghold, the lack of an incumbency advantage has encouraged a surge of new candidates from across the political spectrum. And Cuba's experienced a total collapse of its national electricity grid on Monday, leaving approximately 10 million people without power. The state-run utility company, Union Nacional Electrica, cited a lack of oil imports and infrastructure strain as primary cause of the shutdown. No oil has been imported into the island since early January, creating a dire energy crisis. Authorities are currently working to restore service, critical facilities like hospitals, but a full recovery of the grid is expected to take several days. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep, he only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank, that is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servants.